以下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada 所做的讲座，内容不带反驳原意。第八章，世界15到20，时间1966年11月17日，地点纽约。
Mahupita Punajanma Dukhalam Asasatam Napnumanti Mahatmana Sangsiddhim Paramangataha。This what we have been discussing on Friday.
这个世界我们星期五在讨论。
Krishna says that anyone who comes to me,
Krishna 说，一个到我这里的人。
Of course, Krishna is everywhere, but still.He has got his abode.
当然 Krishna 到处都在，但他仍有他的居所。
The difference between Krishna and ordinary human being or ordinary living being is that we can remain at one place. But Krishna
和普通的人、普通的生物体之间的区别在于，我们能够停留在一个地方，但是 Krishna。
Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta Although he has got his abode in the transcendental kingdom, which is called Goloka Vrindavan.
虽然他在超然的国度有他的居所，被称为 Goloka Vrindavan.
The Vrindavan city from where I have come, this Vrindavan is called Bhoma Vrindavan.
我从那里来的那个 Vrindavan 城被称为 Bhoma Vrindavan。
Bhoma Vrindavan means the same Vrindavan descended on this earth。
Bhoma Vrindavan 意思是同样的 Vrindavan 降临到地球上。
Just like Krishna descends on this earth out of his own internal potency。
但是 Krishna 出于他的内在能力降临到地球上。
Similarly, his dhamma or his abode also descends, the Vrindavan dhamma.
同样的，他的 dhamma, 他的居所也降临 Vrindavan dhamma.
Or, in other words, when Krishna descends on this earth, he manifests himself in that particular land.
换一种说法，当 Krishna 降临到地球上，他在那特定的土地上展现他自己。
Therefore, that land is so sacred, Vrindavan.
因此，那片土地是那么神圣 ，Vrindavan.
But Krishna has his own abode.
但 Krishna 有他自己的居所。
And Krishna says, anyone who comes to my abode.
Krishna 说，任何一个到我的居所的人。
Mamupita, punarjanma, dukhalam asasatam, he does not.Get again rebirth in this material world, which is full of threefold misery.
他不再重新出生在这充满三种苦难的物质世界。
Dukhalam asasatam. Napnuvanti. Why? Because Mahatmana.
为什么？因为 Mahatmana.
They are called Mahatma.
他们被称为 Mahatma.
Perhaps you have heard the name.This word, Mahatma.
可能你听说过这个名字，这个词 Mahatma.
Our leader, Mahatma Gandhi, he was known as Mahatma.
我们的领袖 Mahatma Gandhi, 他被称为 Mahatma.
But Mahatma is not the title of a politician.
但 Mahatma 并不是一个政治家的头衔。
Mahatma here, Mahatma means the first class Krishna conscious man.Who is eligible to enter into the abode of Krishna? He is called Mahatma.
这里 Mahatma 指一个一流的 Krishna 自觉的有资格进入 Krishna 的居所的人，他被称为 Mahatma.
Mahatmana. And the Mahatmana's perfection is this: to prepare in this life, in this nice human form of life, with all facilities.Of nature.
Mahatma 的完美在于在这一生中精心准备，在这很好的人性生命中有着各种自然的便利。
We can command over the nature.
我们能够命令自然。
We can utilize the nature to our best interest.
我们能为我们最好的利益利用自然。
The animals cannot.
动物们做不到。
So, all these facilities should be utilized for becoming a Mahatma.
所有这些便利应该被用于成为 Mahatma.
Or becoming eligible to enter into the kingdom of Krishna.
变得有资格进入 Krishna 的国度。
Because if we can do that, then there is no more birth in this material world, which is full of threefold misery.
因为如果我们能那么做，那么便不再会出生在这充满三种苦难的物质世界。
We have several times discussed what are these threefold miseries.
我们解释过几次了，这三种苦难是什么。
But every one of you know that somewhere or other we are in miserable condition, either pertaining to the mind.
但你们每个人都知道，这样那样的，我们总是处于苦难的状况。或者是和心有关
or to this body or natural disturbance or from other friends or other animals
或者是由于这个身体或者是自然的干扰或者是由于朋友和其他的动物
so there is always some kind of misery inflicted upon us
总有某种形式的苦难作用在我们身上
that is the situation of this material world
那是这个物质世界的状况
Krishna says That this is a place. You cannot avoid this misery.
Krishna 说这是一个你不能避免这些苦难的地方。
They are meant for that.
他们是为了这个目的的。
Unless the miseries are there, you cannot come to the Krishna consciousness.
除非有这些苦难，你无法到达 Krishna 知觉。
That is an impetus and help to elevate you.To Krishna consciousness.
那是一种动力，帮助提升你到 Krishna 知觉。
An intelligent person, he can think that I do not want miseries, but the miseries are inflicted upon me by force.
一个智慧的人会想，我不想要苦难，但这些苦难强迫地作用在我身上。
Nobody wants.
没有人想要。
He should question, why these miseries are inflicted upon me by force.
那么他应该问，为什么这些苦难强迫地作用在我身上？
Unfortunately, the modern civilization, they set aside, let me suffer. Let me cover it by some intoxication, that's all.
不幸的是，现在的文明把这抛在一边，让我受苦好了，让我通过喝醉把它覆盖掉。
But as soon as the intoxication is over, again I'm in the same point.
但一旦醉劲过去了，我还是在处于同样的状况。
So this is not the solution.
这并不是解决方案。
You cannot make a solution of the miseries of your life by artificial intoxication.
你不能通过人为的喝醉来解决你生命的苦难。
That is not possible.
那是不可能的。
You have to make the solution.By this Krishna consciousness.
你必须要通过这个 Krishna 知觉来解决。
If you always remain in Krishna consciousness, then gradually you will develop and you will be able to leave or quit your this material body in Krishna consciousness.
如果你总是处于 Krishna 知觉中逐渐的发展，那么你便能够在 Krishna 知觉中离开你的物质的躯体。
So that immediately will be transferred to the planet where Krishna is.
那样你便立即地被转到 Krishna 所在的星宿。
That is the process.
这是方法。
So, Mahamupeta, and if you can attain that situation, that is the perfection, that is the highest perfection of your life.
如果你能获得那种状况，那是完美，那是你生命的最高的完美。
Sansiddhim Paramam, Paramam means the highest.Highest perfection.
Paramam 意思是最高的、最高的完美。
Then, people may inquire, well, you say that to enter into the planet of Krishna is the highest perfection.
人们会问，好吧，你说进入 Krishna 的星宿是最高的完美。
But we are trying to enter into the moon planet.
但是我们想要进入月球。
Is it not perfection?
那难道不是完美吗？
Somebody, you may question. Yes.
你们有的人可能会问。
In answer, this tendency to enter into the higher planets is always there in human mind.
这个回答，这种想进入高等的星宿的倾向总是在人类头脑中的。
Don't think that we have advanced and we have invented this Sputnik for entering into the moon planet or sun planet.
不要以为我们进步了，我们发明了的宇宙飞船可以进入月球，进入太阳。
This tendency is always there.
这种倾向总在那里。
A living entity's name is Sarvaga.
生物体的一个名字是 Sarvaga.
Sarvaga.He wants to travel everywhere.
他想到处旅行。
That is his nature.
那是他的本性。
Just like you, sometimes, you Americans, you go to India or Europe.
正如你们美国人，你们去印度，去欧洲。
You cannot stay stagnant at a place.
你不能固定地待在一个地方。
It's our nature.
那是我们的本性。
So this tendency that we are trying to enter into the moon planet, this is not a new thing.
因此这种倾向，我们想要进入月球，这并不是什么新鲜事物。
They are trying, maybe by different process, by yoga process, by other process.
他们也在尝试，可能通过不同的方法，通过瑜伽的方法或其他的方法。
Everyone is trying to enter into the higher planets.
每个人都试图进入高等的星宿。
So Krishna says, yes, you are trying to enter into the moon planet or any other planet, that's all right.
Krishna 说，好吧，你想进入月球或者其他的星球，那是可以的。
But you must remember.
但你一定要记住。
What is that?
什么呢？
阿布拉姆·布瓦纳·卢卡纳·库纳拉瓦蒂纳吉纳。阿布拉姆·布瓦纳·卢。This universe is divided into 14 divisions of planetary system.
这宇宙被分为14部分的行星系统。
14 divisions. We are just in the middle planetary system.
我们正好在中等星宿系统。
There are 14.
一共有14。
Chaturdas Bhuvan. There are 7 down and 7 up.
有七个在上面，七个在下面。
We are in the middle.
我们在中间。
So Krishna says, the Abrahma Bhuvana Loka. Oh, what we speak of moon planet or sun planet or Venus.
Krishna 说 Abrahma Bhuvana Loka. 不用提月球或者太阳或者火星、金星。
If you even enter into the...highest planet, which is called Brahmaloka.
即便你到了最高的被称为 Brahmaloka 的星宿
Still, there is birth and death.
那里仍有生和死
Punaravartina. Repetition of birth and death. Repetition of birth.
生死的重复，生死的重复
Punaravartina means, just like I have got this body.
Punaravartina 意思是，正如我有这个躯体
Now, say I live 80 years.
假设说我能活80岁。
Now I'm 71.
现在我71岁了。
So after 9 years, I'll have to change this body.
那么九年之后，我必须得改换这个躯体。
Sure. There is nobody can, by scientific process, can stay here. No.
当然，没有人能通过科学的方法留在这里。
That is not allowed.
那是不被允许的。
You have to change it.
你必须要更换你的躯体。
This is called punaravartina.
这被称为 punaravartina.
Changing, just like you change your old dress, similarly, you have to change your old body.
正如你换去你的旧衣服，同样的，你必须得换去你旧的躯体。
Again enter into another new body.
再次进入另一个新的躯体。
So this is called punaravarti.
这被称为 punaravarti 呢。
So Krishna says that if you enter in this material world, if you enter even to the highest planet.
Krishna 说，如果你进入这个物质世界，即便你进入了最高的星宿。
What to speak of this moon? The moon planet is just our neighbor.
更不用提月球了，月球只是我们的邻居而已。
Your modern scientists have calculated that if we want to go to the highest planet, it will take the same speed of Sputnik, 20,000 miles per hour. Still, it will take 40,000 of years.
现在科学家计算了，如果我们想要到最高的星球。即便是以宇宙飞船的速度，二万英里每小时，也要花上四万年的时间。
To reach the highest planet.
到达最高的星宿。
That is the scientific view.
这是科学的观点。
But there is such planet where living entities like you and me are there.
但是是存在有像你我这样的生物体生活的星球的。
We have got this information from Bhagavad Gita and other Vedic literature.
我们从巴格瓦德吉塔和其他的伟大文献中得到这一信息。
All planets, they're full of living entities.
所有的星球都是充满了生物体的。
One thing simply on the earth we are here and in all planets are vacant. No.
不要以为只有在地球上我们在这里，所有的星球都是空的。
From your experience, you can see that no place in this earth is vacant without living entities. If it...
从你的经验中你可以看到，这个地球上没有地方是空的，不存在生物体的。即便你挖向地下挖，你能发现虫子。你到水深处，你能发现一些生物体。你分析外空大气，你能发现那么多生物体。
So how you can conclude?That other planets are without living entities.
那你怎么能总结说其他星球不存在生物体呢？
They are all full of living entities.
他们都是充满了生物体的。
So Krishna says that in the Brahma Loka, in the highest planet of this universe, even if you enter there.
Krishna 说，在 Brahma Loka, 在这个宇宙里最高的星球，即便你进入那里。
Abrahma Bhuvana Lokana Punaravartina Arjuna, my dear Arjuna.If you enter even to the highest planet,
我亲爱的中呢，即便你进入了最高的星球
still you will have to accept that repetition of birth and death.
你仍旧必须得接受重复的生和死
You cannot get rid of.
你不能摆脱它
Mama Vesta, again he says.As in the former fashion, he says, Mahamudrita, if you reach to my planet, then you haven't got to come back again in this miserable material world.
Mahamudrita, 他又说了一遍，在前面一个世界，他说了 Mahamudrita, 如果你到达我的星球，你不用再回到这苦难的物质世界。
Again, he says repeatedly that if you enter.Into the highest planet of this universe, still your that repetition of birth and death will continue. But Mahamudrita,
这里再次重复说了，如果你进入了宇宙的最高的星球，你仍然有重复的和生和死。但是 Mahamudrita,
if you come to my planet,
如果你到达我的星球
，Mahamudrita, 不空的啊，不能转嘛那边的。哦 ，that same very thing.Is again confirmed here, punarjanmana vidyate. Oh, there is no more rebirth. No more. You get your eternal life.
同样的话，在这里又得到了证实。punarjanmana vidyate, 不再有出生，你得到你永恒的生命。
We should be very serious about this problem, how to get our eternal life.
我们应该对这个问题非常认真，如何得到我们永恒的生命。
Blissful and full of knowledge.
极乐的生命，充满知识的生命。
That is the duty of human life.
那是人类生命的义务。
We have forgotten this. What is our aim of life?
我们遗忘了这点，什么是我们生命的目标？
Nate vidushat gatim hi Vishnu. They do not know that their interest, self-interest is how to get that eternal blissful life in the spiritual planets.
他们不知道他们的自我利益是如何获得在灵性星球的永恒的极乐的生命。
That is his interest.
那是他的利益所在。
Why they have forgotten?
为什么他们忘了呢？
Durasayaji bhairathamanina. The people have been entrapped by this material glamour.
人们被这物质世界的微弱的闪光所诱捕捕获了。
Skyscraper and big factories and political activities, these entrapped.
被摩天大楼、大的工厂、政治活动等等所捕获了。
Although he cannot live.
尽管他并不能一直活着。
He knows that however skyscraper I may make, I will not be allowed to leave here. I will have to leave it.
他知道，不管我造怎样的摩天大楼，我不能被允许生活在这里，我必须得离开它。
And I do not know where I am going.
而且我不知道我会去哪。
Therefore, the solution is that we should not spoil our energy.For having a skyscraper.
因此结论是我们不应该浪费我们的能量造摩天大楼。
We should employ our energy to elevate ourselves to Krishna consciousness.
我们应该用我们的能量提升自己到 Krishna 知觉。
So that we can, after leaving this material body, we can enter into that spiritual plane.
这样我们能够在离开这物质躯体之后进入灵性的星宿。
That is the problem.
那是过程。
So, Krishna consciousness is the necessity.
因此 Krishna 知觉是必要的。
It is not a religious formula or some spiritual recreation.
它不是什么宗教的公式或者灵性的娱乐。
No, it is the most important thing that we should imbibe.
不，它是我们应该加入我们的生活的最重要的东西。
In our life, maam upetta, maam upetta to kumtiya, punarjanma na vidyate. He's stressing again and again.
他在这里反复地强调。
Then you may ask, then why people are so much anxious to go to the other planet?
那你会问，为什么人们这么急于去其他的星球呢？
The description of other planets is there also in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
在《Srimad Bhagavatam》中也有对其他星球的描述。
Now here it is said the Brahmaloka.
在这里提到了 Brahmaloka.
Because there are many yogis and many philosophers. They aim at being elevated to the higher planets.By their yogic process.
有许多的瑜伽师和哲学家，他们的目标在于通过瑜伽方法提升到高等的星宿。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the facilities of life in the higher planets are more than in this planet.
因为在高等星宿的生活的便利比在这个星球上要多。
The duration of life, the enjoyment and the amenities.Everything is better, thousand times better, thousand times better.
寿命、享受、便利设施，一切都更好，好上万倍。
So people like somebody like that we shall go to the heavenly planet or this planet, that planet.
因此，有人喜欢那里，有人想我们要去天堂星宿或这个星宿那个星宿。
Now some of the description of the higher planet is given here.
这里给了关于高等星宿的一点描述。
What is that?
什么呢？
Sahasra yuga parjantam marahajyat brahmano vidu. Ratrin yuga sahasrantam te ahuratro vidu janaha. Now, here is a nice description of the highest planet of this universe.
这里是关于这个宇宙的最高的星球的很好的描述。
What is that?Now, Sahasra Yuga Parjantam. Sahasra Yuga means one Yuga, means 43 lakhs of years.
一个 yuga 是43个 like 的年，即430万年。
Then that means 4,300,000 of years. That is the duration of one yuga.
一个 yuga 是430万年。
And sahasra yuga, and sahasra means 1,000.
Sahasra yuga, sahasra 意思是一千。
That is 4,300,000 of years. Just multiply it by another 1,000.
那个430万年再乘上1000。
Now we calculate.
我们可以算一下。
I'm not mathematician, you can calculate. What is that duration?
我不是数学家，你可以算一下那有多长。
So that duration, long duration, 43,50 into 1,000. That means 43,50 again 30.
那么长，43加5个零，乘上1000，即435个零再加3个零。
Now what is that?
那个长短是什么呢
？Duration, that is calculated to be 12 hours of Brahma.
那被算为 Brahma 的12个小时。
As you have got 12 hours from morning six to evening six, so.
正如。你在有十二个小时，在早上六个小时，晚上六个小时。
This duration of period in the Brahma Loka is 43 and 50 into 30.
这段时间的长短在 Brahma Loka 是43加五个零，再加三个零。
Just imagine.
想象一下。
That is 12 hours.
那是十二个小时。
Similarly, another 12 hours night, same period.
同样的晚上十二个小时，同样的时间。
So that becomes one complete 24 hours of Brahma.
那成为 Brahma 的完整的24个小时。
Brahma Loka. And such one month, such one year, and 100 years duration of life is there.
再有这样的一个月，这样的一年，在那里有100年的寿命。
Sahasra yuga parjantam arahajat brahmano vibhu.That is the duration of life.
这是那里的生命的长短寿命。
You cannot calculate how long you can live there.
你无法计算你在那里能活多长。
But still, after so many years, millions and trillions of years, life, you'll have to die.
但是仍旧在这么多年，成万成一年之后，你还是必须死。
Death is
there. 有死亡。
Death you cannot, unless you go into the spiritual planets, there is no escape from death.
除非你到了灵性的星宿，无法逃避死亡。
So, Abrahma Bhuvanandu, Abrahma Jugapajantam, Sahasra Jugapajantam, Arhajat Brahmano Vidhu, Ratrin Jugasahasrantang Te Ahoratra Vidhu Jana, Abhaktyat Bhaktayo Sarva, Prabhavanti Ahoragane,Now this duration of Brahma, the material manifestation in the lower status, this planetary system, when Brahma, as days is finished, all this planetary system becomes covered in water.
这物质展示的低等的部分的行星系统，当 Brahma 的一天结束的时候，所有这些行星系统都被水覆盖了。
There is devastation.
这是毁灭。
Devastation. And when again Brahma, the supreme person in the Brahma Loka, he rises up, then again creation begins.
而再次当 Brahma Loka 上的至尊的人 Brahma 他起来的时候，创造再次开始。
That is the law of creation.
那是创造的规则。
So,Abhaktat Bhaktayo Sarva Prabhavanti Ahoragame Aha, Aha means in the daytime.
Aha, 意思是在白天。
When there is daytime, daytime, 12 hours, then this material manifestation, what you see, all these planets, they are manifested, they are seen.
当在白天十二个小时，那么这物质展示，你所看到所有这些星星系统，他们都展现了。
But when there is night time,The all this planetary system becomes merged into devastation of water.
但是到了晚上，所有这些心术系统都被进入毁灭之水中。
So ratradhami priyante tatraiva abhakta sangane. Ratradha means when the night is there, then again all these planets become invisible.
Ratyagami 意思是到了晚上，所有这些星宿再次变得不可见了。
They are devastated within the water.
他们都被毁灭在水中。
This is the nature of this material world.
这是这个物质世界的本性。
Bhutagrama saivayam bhutta bhutta priya. So, because the whole planetary system become submerged into devastation of water.
因为整个的星宿系统被进入毁灭之水中。
Therefore, all living entities, they at that time prolong devastation. They all die.
因此，那时候所有的生物体都死去了。
Bhutagrama saivam bhutta bhutta priyate. So this nature is going on.
这一自然在进行着。
When it is the daytime, they are again coming out, and when there is night time, they again all become swallowed into this water.
在白天的时候，他们都再次出来；在晚上的时候，他们都再次进入水中。
Ratradhame avasa pratha prabhavati ahuragame avasa. Avasa means although they do not like devastation, the devastation will come and overflood all this.
Avasa 指的是尽管他们不想要毁灭，毁灭照样会来，淹没这一切。
And again, when the day has come, again gradually the waters will disappear. Just like in this planet, the three-fourth is covered with water.
而再次到了白天，逐渐的水会退去，正如在这个星球上，四分之三是由水覆盖的。
And gradually land is coming out.
逐渐的陆地在出来。
It takes time.
这需要一定时间。
And one day it will come.When there will be no water,
到某一天会没有水，
simply land,
只有陆地，
there will be no water,
会没有水。
That is the process of nature.
那是自然的过程。
Parastasmattu bhava anya, parastasmattu bhava anya, abhakta bhaktya sanatana. But my dear Ojo, beyond this place,sometimes it is appearing, sometimes it is disappearing.
但是我亲爱的Arjuna，在这个有时候出现，有时候消失的地方之上。
Beyond this, there is another nature.
在这之上有另一个自然。
Just take this information from Bhagavad Gita.
从 Bhagavad Gita 中接受这一信息。
We cannot calculate what is the length and breadth of this universe.
我们无法算计这个宇宙有多长多宽。
But there are millions and millions of universes like this within this material world.
但是在这一物质世界中有成百万成百万像这样的宇宙。
And above this material world there is another sky.
而在这物质世界之上是另一个天空。
Which is called spiritual sky.
被称为灵性的天空。
And in that sky the planets are all eternal.
在那一天空中，星球都是永恒的。
And their light is eternal.
那里的生命也是永恒的。
This manifestation, this material manifestation, is only three-fourth part of the whole manifestation, both spiritual and material.
这一展示，物质展示，只是整个的灵性和物质展示的四分之一。
Material. You'll find in the Bhagavad Gita.
能在 Bhagavad Gita 中发现。
Ekamsi na sthitu jagat. Ekamsi means one-fourth part.
Ekamsha 意思是四分之一。
These manifestations are one-fourth part.
这一展示是四分之一。
And three-fourth part manifestation is beyond this material sky.
而四分之三的展示是在物质天空之上。
This material sky is covered.
这物质天空是被覆盖的。
When you see to the sky, you find...That ball-like covering.
当你望着天空，能看到那球状的覆盖。
That is the covering.
那边是覆盖。
So millions and millions of miles the covering is there.
在成百万成百万英里之外有着覆盖。
And after penetrating that covering, you can enter into the spiritual sky.
当穿越这覆盖之后能进入灵性的天空。
That is open sky.
那里是开放的天空。
So here you get the information that parastasmatu bhava anya.
这里你得到信息 parastasmatu bhava anya.
Bhava means the nature.Another nature.
Bhava 意思是自然，另一个自然。
Just like you have got experience of this material nature.
正如你对于这个物质自然有经验。
Similarly, there is another, a spiritual nature.
类似的有另一个灵性自然。
Just like the material nature and spiritual nature, you have got experience here also.
你在这里有对物质自然和灵性自然有体验。
What is that?
什么呢？
Just like you are yourself combination of material and spiritual.
你自己便是物质的和灵性的组合。
You are yourself spirit.
你自己是灵性的。
So long you are within this body, within this matter, it is moving.
当你在这个躯体中，在这物质中的时候，它在移动。
And as long, as soon as you are out of this body, it is as good as stone.
可以当你出了这个躯体。特别像石头一样。
So as you can perceive here, within yourself, what is matter, one is spirit. Similarly, there is a spiritual world also.
正如你在这里，在你自己之中能看到什么是物质，什么是灵性。同样的，还有一个灵性的世界。
The two natures are there.
有这两种自然。
As you can experience two natures here.The material nature and spiritual nature.
正如你在这里可以体验到两种自然，物质的自然和灵性的自然。
This we have discussed in the seventh chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita.
这我们在不掉梵歌第七章讨论了。
The spiritual nature is called superior nature, and this material nature is called inferior nature.
灵性的自然被称为高等的自然，物质的自然被称为低等的自然。
So.This material nature, beyond this material nature, there is superior nature, spiritual nature.
在这物质自然之上是高等的自然，灵性的自然。
This information we have got.
我们有这样的信息。
Now, it is not possible, but to understand these things by experimental knowledge.
通过经验的知识是不可能理解这些东西的。
Just like.Although you are seeing by microscope and other instruments, astronomical instruments, there are millions and millions of stars. Actually, you are seeing, but you cannot approach.
正如尽管你能够通过望远镜或其他的设备看到有成百万成百万的星星，你确实能看见，但你无法接近。
Your senses, your means are so insufficient that you cannot approach.
你的感官，你的方法，都是不足以使你能接近的。
What to speak of other planets? You cannot approach even the moon planet, which is the nearest.
更不用提其他的星球了，你甚至连最近的月亮都接近不了。
So just try to understand how much incapable you are.
要试着去理解你是多么的没有能力。
So.Being incapable, don't try to understand God and God's kingdom by experimental knowledge.
就当没有能力，不要试图通过经验的知识，企图理解神，理解神的国度。
It's foolish.
这是愚蠢。
It is not possible.
这是不可能的。
You have to understand by hearing Bhagavad Gita.
你必须要通过聆听 Bhagavad Gita 来理解。
And there is no other way.
没有其他的方法。
Just the same example. You cannot understand who is your father by experimental knowledge.
同样的例子，你不可能通过经验的知识去了解谁是你的父亲。
You have to simply believe your mother.
你必须只是相信你的母亲。
Similarly, you have to believe this Bhagavad Gita.
同样的，你必须要相信这部《波迦梵歌》。
Then you can get all this knowledge.
那样你能得到所有这些信息。
There is no possibility of experimental knowledge.
通过经验知识是没有可能了解的。
But if you become advanced in Krishna consciousness, you realize.
但当你在 Krishna 世界中进步了，你能够觉悟。
You realize.
你会觉悟。
Just like whatever we are speaking, we are firmly convinced.
正如我们所在讲的一切，我们都是坚信的。
We are not blindly speaking.
我们并不是在盲目的讲话。
So you also be.
你也会。
Swami Vasudeva, this knowledge will be revealed to you.
这知识会被揭示给你。
If you stick to the Krishna consciousness, this knowledge you will actually understand.
如果你坚持 Krishna 知觉，你能真正的理解这知识。
Yes, there is spiritual kingdom.
是的。是有灵性国度。
There is God, and I have to go there, and I must prepare there.
是有神，我必须要去那里，我必须要准备。
Just like you understand everything while you go to some other country.
正如当你到了另一个国家，你便什么都明白了。
So these are all practical things.
这些都是实际的。
If you take out this Krishna consciousness, problem of your life will be solved. Thank you very much.
If you take this Krishna consciousness, you will understand that all these are practical. Then your whole life's problems will be solved. Thank you.